Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Talking about your favorite teams as you kick off your day. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, with Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, and Kevin Ingram.
The Wake Up Zone, 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retail and have a little fun with instant games today. Mark, Blaine, Kevin all out today. Blaine back tomorrow. Mark later this week. Kevin is gone for the week on vacation. J-Mart, Jason Martin, the Big Six, also Fox Sports Radio. So fills in for Clay Travis on Outkick the Coverage, Fox Sports Radio. Joining me, I'm Jonathan Schaefer. Number for you to call and participate, 615-737-1045. On Twitter, at WZ1045 Twitter poll today, have you ever attended a Vanderbilt baseball game? We talked to Joe Fisher earlier today, and the Commodores have just been smoking the competition now, 49-10 on the year. They have been tremendous. And joining us right now, the man who is the Hall of Famer, he's Jason Stark, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Jason, how are you?
Jonathan, I'm good, man. Hope you had a good holiday.
I did. Had a great holiday, but maybe not as good as Bellinger with the LA Dodgers right now. Between him and Christian Yelich, can we just give those guys, you know, somebody's going to have to win the MVP out of the National League. One of the two is going to win it. But Bellinger's got those Dodgers rolling right now.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's not going to win it. That's what
exactly.
I'm thinking about. And Christian Yelich, I just messing with this yesterday, is off to the best start by an MVP possibly ever. And he might not even win again because Clay Bellinger is so good. You know, that game yesterday just kind of epitomizes all the things that Cody Bellinger does. Hits a homer and makes two incredible throws. Leads the league in assists. Could lead the league in homers and assists. Last player to do that. How about Willie Mays in 1955? So,
wow.
what we're witnessing from Cody Bellinger is amazing, and the Dodgers, they're on like freaking cruise control in that division. They're already just trying to get set up for October. What are the chances anybody could catch them? And they haven't even put their foot on the gas yet.
Well, we've seen them do that before, where they've been able to cruise through three quarters of the season, and then they get to September, and they just are trying to stave off boredom. So the Dodgers are rolling. And over to the NL East, and we knew it would be a bit of a rock fight with all those teams in the NL East, but the Washington Nationals, Jason, they have to make a move at manager, don't they?
You know, if you're going to pick a team that is going to do that, I don't know how it could not be the Nationals, just because they've got so much at stake. They're built to win. And, you know, when I check in with their people, they still think they're going to figure out a way, but take a step back. And they got a bullpen ERA that's over 7. They're 2-10 when Max Scherzer starts. They're 10 under .500. And the most mind-boggling of all is more losses than any National League team except the Marlins. And they actually caught them in losses at one point until they played them. So I just wonder how long they can wait. They underachieved last year. They're the biggest underachiever in baseball this year.
Well, wouldn't they have to be about 30 games above .500 in order to get to that 90-win range and compete in that division? I mean, it's almost over now, Jason.
If you do the math, I mean, they've gotten themselves to a point where teams rarely come back. I wouldn't say never. You know, the Dodgers were 10 games under .500 on May 16th last year. So, I suppose there's a scenario where if the Nationals figure out their bullpen and start playing like they can, it's not impossible. But the problem was, compared to divisions, you know, if you look back to last year's Diamondbacks, were they ever going to have the staying power? Were the Rockies going to be good enough to hold off a team that good? I think it's a way different scenario in the NL East, because both the Phillies and the Braves, they may not be great teams, but they're not going away. So you're right. I mean, they are going to have to win 90 to win that division, and the math isn't good.
Hall of Famer Jason Stark joins us, courtesy of Mark Spain Real Estate. My question for you here, Jason, is have we ever seen a collection of second-generation talent like we have right now with Vlad Jr., also Biggio's son, in the league and what he's doing? It seems very anomalous what's going on, and they're really good players.
Yeah. I was looking at that Padres-Blue Jays series last weekend. You mentioned Vlad and Kevin Biggio, but we had Fernando Tatis Jr. playing in that series. Yeah. We had Cal Quantrill, who's Paul's son, playing in that series. We talked about Cody Bellinger. He's a baseball son. Adalberto Mondesi leads the American League in triples and steals, and he's a baseball son. And it's interesting. 538 actually did a piece on this recently, and they reported something that I think we probably felt was true but didn't know was true, is that we've had more sons of big leaguers debut in this decade than in any decade in history. I've never really written a lot about this, but I have thought about a lot. Baseball is a game of reps, and it's a game where I think you can learn a lot by just watching. And who gets more reps and watches more baseball than sons who grew up around fathers in the big leagues? I think that has a lot to do with this, but it's cool to see.
Jason, a couple of stats. Albert Pujols has 3,120 career hits. Miguel Cabrera has 2,730. The reason I single those two guys out is because they're the only two guys actively playing in baseball right now with more career hits than Bill Buckner had in his career at 2,715. Isn't it interesting how you can become known for one thing and so much else can be lost? We lost Bill Buckner over the weekend, but his contributions to the game extend far beyond that iconic call in Game 6. He had a wonderful career. Can you just share some things about Bill Buckner for us?
Yeah, you know, nobody in life should be defined by their worst moment, especially someone who did so much and carried himself with such professionalism as Bill Buckner did. You know, I was just messing around with this earlier today. 2,229 games started in the big leagues. None of them with three strikeouts. Not one time. Joey Gallo did it 26 times just last year. Bill Buckner never did it once. If you just look at Bill Buckner's time and, you know, the context of that era, it's really how players were asked to play and asked to hit. Get the bat on the ball. You know, hit line drives. Get on base. Bill Buckner did that. He was a line drive machine. And the irony is, a really good defender until his legs went on him, his knees and his ankles. And he was a guy who just found himself in the wrong moment on the wrong night. There's been so much great stuff written about him in the last 24 hours. Dan Shaughnessy, Hall of Fame baseball writer at the Boston Globe, an incredible piece. It just reminds us that when the ball went through Bill Buckner's legs, Boston was not a place where every team won every year, like it seems like they do now. It was a place where no team except the Celtics had won in generations. People were scarred, and so they were scarred by that play. But I think, as we just said, Bill Buckner does not deserve to be remembered for that play.
Tim Anderson is an interesting guy with the Chicago White Sox, and he's been outspoken in a positive way and maybe in a negative way as well. But in a non-scripted sport, one where you actually have things that happen that aren't on a page, you can't pick your superstar. You can't assume that the guy that might be the best player in the game is going to be a really a boisterous personality. And so that's always been the knock about Mike Trout. And you've heard what Rob Manfred has had to say in years past, hoping that he would have a responsibility to maybe be able to grow the game. Tim Anderson seems to have the idea of being, he's a young player. He's injured right now, but he's a young player who seems to have some interesting things to say. And so I ask you, as somebody that follows this game as you do, as closely as you do, and covers it as well as you do, who are the guys in baseball right now that you say, these are the guys that can carry the entertainment side of this sport? We know there's a lot of talent on the diamond, but who is it that's going to bring potentially the casuals or the younger audience that might not be paying attention to baseball? Who are the guys that jump off the page that have that level of potential?
Yeah, that's a really interesting issue for the sport, I think. It's always going to be built around your best players, right? Mike Trout is always going to be a guy we talk about first. But I do think that there's a place for guys who play with fire and emotion. And we do have that. I mean, to me, one of the great examples of a pitcher who pitches with emotion is Max Scherzer, right? I love the way Max Scherzer stomps around the mound. I mean, he could do that all night long. I would never get tired of watching it. But, he's obviously not alone. Andrew McCutchen has played with joy and real emotion for a long time and doesn't get recognized for that. Mookie Betts has that thing about him, the way he plays. Nolan Arenado has it. And the tug of war internally within the sport is, should guys be allowed to express it and show it? And I think that's where Tim Anderson comes in, is he has been more vocal about it than just about anybody to say, what's wrong with it? And just in Chicago, he and Javi Baez both play that way, act that way, talk that way. The culture is never going to change overnight, but the more guys show that it's not fake, that it's genuine, and talk the talk and walk the walk, the sooner it happens. And I think baseball needs it.
He's our first ballot Hall of Famer. Also, check out his work in The Athletic, MLB Network, and a great podcast you can take a listen to in Starkville. He's Jason Stark, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Jason, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Jason Stark, markspain.com, the place to go to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And he truly is one of the best in the business, Jason Stark.